Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning on this Wednesday. This is the morning shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Bo, Mike, Tiff here hanging out with you live here in the Kia studio.
I got a question, Tiffany.
Go ahead.
Why can we send people to space? Why can we communicate through... you know, all
phones?
These different ways, like with technology, yet there's not a company that can come up with headphones that don't get all just tangled and where permanently they're tangled, where they can't come straight. Why can't we have, we can do it with phone chargers. Why can't you do it with headphones?
I'm going to Google it because there might be a brand that does it, but also people make wireless, which I know doesn't apply to...
I was just about to say the same thing.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't apply to us. And sometimes you need
in?
But sometimes you need wired headphones.
Like, other than right now, when do you need wired headphones?
Well, you know, when we're in NASCAR and we got a scanner, you need a wired headphone there most of the time.
Yeah.
I mean it's there's
those
still
don't tangle either.
There's still a need. They make wireless chargers,
the
but there's still a need for a cable one.
Here's the thing. They do have cords that don't tangle.
They do.
Where are they?
Long and they're coiled.
Where are they?
I guess on Amazon.
But they're not for the pods.
Tangled.
I'm sure the extension cord that you can put on those things. Yeah, I'm sure that they have cords that aren't
but
tangled.
But the main
you
one.
You know why? Because the ones
headphones.
You wear at the NASCAR race are coiled and don't tangle.
But there's a whole bunch. Tangle-free
but
headphones.
They come automatically. Are they worth the crap, though? I want Apple quality.
Look, I've already done a little bit of research, okay? I think you're going to have to take it the rest of the way.
I need
send you
more.
A link.
send me the link. I need this because I'm sick of coming in here every morning and untangling my headphones, and then they're still tangled.
Out of all the things that we could, like, that you bring in terms of randomness, this might be up there.
It's a little
bit
petty.
I was not anticipating, your rant being about headphones as opposed to something that you just don't like. I'm more accustomed to that.
I mean, I'm in a good mood. Got in a top five finish in our racing last night, which is good. Hard earned because I had to put in a lot of work at a tough track. And so I'm paid off. So I'm in a good mood. I get tired of every morning fighting the same fight, you know? And
man.
And there's no way to, there's no wireless. As you pointed out, there's no way to do this wirelessly. Here where we're at with our connection, that's not a problem. It's the best, probably the best audio we're going to get for ourselves. But, it's just frustrating sometimes.
Yeah. I'm using airplane headphones.
Understandable.
Well, even like
collect them.
Yeah, but those get even more tangled, and I don't even use those anymore on the headphones on the airplanes. Now I've got that little Bluetooth thing that plugs in. For my AirPods, which I don't think will work here. Although it is in my bag, I wonder if I can see if it'll work.
Yeah, I had the same thing.
Used it
for the NASCAR race last time we were there. So
yeah. I wonder if it'll work.
Don't
try it during the commercial break.
Guys, do anything last night?
I
What'd you do, Tiff?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Not one thing.
You didn't even move.
I mean,
you just stood still in the middle of her apartment.
Trying
just
to
stood
think.
Right there.
Worked out. I mean, pretty much the usual workout. I made something that the kids are making. What am I? It's not even, this is going to sound so basic. And when my friend told me about it, it is even basic to me. And I make the most basic things. But I guess the kids on TikTok, which I'm not on, are making ground beef, cottage cheese, an avocado, and sweet potatoes, and drizzling Mike's Hot Honey on top of it. And for some reason, it went viral. I don't know why.
It actually sounds really good,
but
not going to lie.
It was really good, and I made it yesterday. But it basically just hits all your kind of, I guess, important groups if you're trying to make a complete meal and probably, I imagine, drop some LBs or something like that. You know, you got your carbs, you got your protein.
How does this sound? Like, a question on TikTok, though?
I don't know, because the kids take everything these
days.
Where
did you find it?
And they make it new. My friend Ashley is a big TikToker.
Gotcha.
And Ashley was like, hey, you got to try this. And I'm like, it's just stuff that I've probably already made before.
Dude, TikTok's everything. Like, you can sell stuff on TikTok. You can be an influencer, right, with stuff. They can ask you to do stuff. But
it's not on it.
Why is it that the worst tasting potatoes are the best for you?
Like, wait, what?
Sweet potatoes are, I'm not, no. I will eat them, but tell me a regular potato don't taste better than a sweet potato.
Like a loaded baked potato?
Delicious.
Yeah. A loaded baked potato
I
is
love
way
all
better.
Potatoes.
Yeah, but it's not the potato that's good in the loaded potato. It's
no,
the
I like the potato top. Too. I mean, French fries are better when they're French fries and not sweet potato fries.
No, but you're adding stuff to them.
No,
like
right.
Sweet potato. The longer you roast it, the sweeter it gets.
The question
I don't
asking
need
is,
add anything
is,
to a potato like a French fry to make it good. Just a little salt.
The question you're asking is valid for every single food. Because the more crap you add to it, the worse it is for you, but the better it tastes.
You don't have to, except for
sweet potatoes.
Yeah, I was about to say, I actually like sweet potatoes. I think sweet potatoes raw is better than a regular potato raw.
Mm. Yeah, I agree.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, asparagus is actually very good for you, and I like it. I don't need anything on it. I mean, literally salt and pepper, that's it. I don't have to, but that's the way I cook them.
Would you say that asparagus is your favorite green? Because the other day I had some roasted Brussels. Bro,
roasted Brussels are goated too.
Mackin.
No, it's so asparagus. Good. Asparagus is my favorite green. And then I'm always reminded that I'm healthy. You know,
You have to get asparagus
and not like sweet potatoes.
Because asparagus tastes good.
You have to get asparagus right too. Like, I don't like asparagus when it's slimy. Like, asparagus has to have you have to get that good crunch
on
asparagus.
You know, I think what I would say is it's too starchy, but okra is really one of my favorite grains.
That's at the bottom for me.
Yeah, okra like fried or boiled is so good.
I'm good on
fried. Well, that's because you don't even know what okra actually is.
I know what it is I just learned the hard way.
Tell that story again. You thought it was like popcorn shrimp or something.
No, I thought it was a tater tot. I was in fifth grade, man. I'll never forget this. I was in fifth grade. We were in the lunch line, and I saw what was okra, but at my time, I thought it was a tater tot. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm about to get these tater tots. So I asked the lunch lady real nicely, can I get some of that? And so she put the okra, what I thought was tater tots, in, took a big bite, and I was disappointed. Scarred ever since. Can never go back to okra again.
Yeah, you and I need to go to a country cooking place.
Like a meat and three kind of thing?
Yeah. And we'll go on like fried okra day. Either that or I'll... see if my mom can make you some home. My mom, when you get fresh okra and make it fried, and you hand batter it, not there's anything wrong with the store bought, but it's too breaded.
Right.
When you get it breaded just right at home and it's fried with love and care, man, it is so good. It is so freaking good. Like, fried okra is phenomenal.
If Mrs. Billy makes it, I'll be willing to revisit.
Mrs. Billy off the top. Well, fried okra, fresh from the garden. Farmer's Market.
Yeah, dude. There used to be a place called Burgers Farmer's Market in our hometown. I don't know if it's still there or not. I haven't seen it. I'm sure it is, but man, they had some really good fried okra.
Noted.
Yeah, I love fried okra. I could talk about food all day long.
All right,
I'm not Steak Shapiro, but I could talk about food all day long.
Well, let's talk about the sports. Let's get some headlines. Trae Young dropping 31. As the Hawks beat the Hornets 134-102, they sweep the Hornets in a four-game season series. Excuse me. So Dyson Daniels also adding 22 points and 7 assists for the Hawks.
What is the? I heard them say something about this, and I've heard a couple people call this the Is it the barbecue battle? Have you guys heard this? The name for this rivalry?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like the. It's like I don't pull it back up. Yeah, it's like the barbecue pit battle or something.
Yeah, something like that. Which is interesting. And look, let's make no mistake about it. Two things can be true at the same time. The Hawks played extremely well last night. They were very efficient. Number of guys having some of their best games of the season, and Charlotte is just buns. Like they're just not good, man. Watching this all.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This has always bothered me when teams beat really bad teams. Like, I would say the Hawks are an average team in the NBA. I wouldn't say they're good or great. I would say they're average.
Middle of the road, yes.
Yeah. But this is exactly what an average team should do to a bad team. And that's what's so frustrating about it. I think that's the frustrating thing about it. Trey's 31, and he went to play 31 minutes last night. He dropped 31 in it. I mean, 31-8. Dyson Daniels gives you such a good 22-7-7 game with three steals on top of it. But that's exactly what you're supposed to do to a garbage team like the Hornets. I mean, that's
they're so bad.
But that this is what is infuriating is we have lost games like this year. Of our 36 losses, I bet half of them are to teams like the Wizards. And obviously they swept the Hornets, as Tiff told you. But it's so important when you're an average team to beat the really bad teams.
To do what you're supposed to do.
And that's why the Pistons are where they're at and the Hawks are where we're at. So it was much needed.
Yeah, I agree. Good to see. And look, this is what you probably should have done a few days ago when you played Brooklyn as a 6-point favorite. And not that Brooklyn's that bad, but you should have beat Brooklyn. And that was why I said that was one of the worst games of the season. You bounced back in a big way. And the good thing is you get 4 days off. The bad thing is you're going to play Golden State this weekend. So we'll see what happens.
Well, they weren't. They lost. They weren't very good their last outing.
Steph struggled. Yeah, from deep.
So go beat them. You know, they're not unbeatable.
All right, March Madness in full swing now. So the first four, they were in action last night. We had Alabama State beat St. Francis 70-68. That was on a last-second layup. And then North Carolina beat San Diego State 95-68. So if you got your bracket,
yeah,
hopefully you're still doing good.
Alabama State, their reward for winning is to face off with the number one overall seed Auburn, a team that, what is Auburn, probably 30, 45 minutes away from Alabama State, which is in Montgomery. Their reward is going to be to face a team just down the road from them, and hopefully they can hold up their end of the bargain. It's a good win. I think that's their first ever tournament victory for Alabama State. I think they were 0-4 going into that one, so hats off to them.
Yeah, R.J. Davis, 6 of 6 last night from three. North Carolina kind of on that mission that, hey, we belong here. Well, okay, go win a game in the real first round.
The disrespect.
Yeah, and again, they're an 11 seed, so I mean, it's not out of the question to think that they would beat somebody.
Yeah, they made it there. They were kind of given one spot. Now they earned it a second one last night. So,
not like West Virginia's governor, look at you.
I'm just kidding.
We have to do something about fraud in the NCAA tournament.
I know. I'm kidding. I kid.
Massive disjustice done.
I was trying to be
to the
only
country.
Man,
just
to,
said
like,
disjustice.
Be happy for UNC, but I, you know.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Carolina Blue.
Man, just said disjustice.
Y'all are hurting.
Massive disjustice.
Y'all are hurting Day Day's feelings right now. I'm going to need y'all to stop
it. Is that your team?
That sounds like it would be from West Virginia, doesn't it?
That's your team. So what did you. Can you justify. Then,
I'll be honest. I told Abe Gordon yesterday in the bullpen that I did not think, based on their performance throughout the season, they deserved to be in the tournament. I thought it was clever or smart, whatever you want to call it, though, that they were in that that play-in game. Because let's be honest, does anybody watch those games? If you don't, who's watching those games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
but
UNC.
If you don't have meat on the bone.
You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was kind of, you know, intriguing, but I didn't think they deserved to be in. But hey, you know what? We
now
are.
You're gonna ride with them. That's my team. Cool.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.